Well, this is Kyle.
Hi, Kyle. Good afternoon. John Kyle with Local Splash. How's it going?
Yes, sir. Good. How are you?
I'm doing real good. It sounds like you're in an office now.
I am in an office.
Well, that's congratulations, huh? It's like the first time this week for you.
It actually is. Other than doing payroll, I haven't sat down on my desk otherwise. So.
I mean, that's probably how your team likes it, right? The only time you go in the office is for payroll. Now you're helping them in the field.
Yeah, that or trying to get them the next job to go or whatever. But yeah, it's, things have been good. It's just feel like you blink and then the next thing you know, it's 2 months away or 2 months later and not getting other things done.
What my wife tells me is you can sleep when you die. So I guess maybe you can embrace that a little bit more.
Yep.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, so I got your email, but now I'm trying to find it again. It's J-O-N, right?
J-O-H-N. Or J. Kyle, actually, should say. J. Kyle at Local Splash.
There we go. Okay. Yeah, I just pulled it up. This is a, we're definitely interested. And all of this, it seems like, for the price, it's right up our alley. One or a couple questions I had as far as your Facebook ads and like the targeting and all that. Are you guys doing is it a three ad type deal where you try to target the same individual who may have looked up fencing on Google or how do you guys approach that?
Yep. It's the boost ads, the retargeting advertising. Correct. It goes in their newsfeed. If they were searching for fencing or fence work, fence contracting around them, any of the keywords you choose.
Oh, okay. So I can pick some keywords there. Okay.
Leave reviews, tracking. And then with the at the $249, it's $100 of Facebook ads is included at that price. Be clear.
Okay. How many, I don't even know what $100 in Facebook ads gets you. Like, is that?
Basically, they're about 20 times less expensive than running a Google ad. So while a Google ad might be like $5 to $10, depending on the area per ad, Facebook is in the cents. So it's usually like we see it from 25 cents to like 75 cents. So that definitely goes a long way. I mean, Facebook ads, the reason why we put it at $100 is for a lot of clients, that lasts for a good portion of the month because keep in mind, your ads are only going to people who get retargeted, right? It's not just a mass flooding to anyone in the service area you occupy.
Okay. And you said that you guys only have it's a month by month, like no contract or like a 6 month contract or anything like that, correct?
Correct. There's no retainer. You can opt. Let's say after a while you decide that you really like us and you say, hey, can I do a couple months prepayment just to get a discount? We can do that. But most people, they usually start on the month-to-month side of things just so that way, you know, everything has to be a feeler out, right? So we want to be fair to you in that regard too.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you recall, I don't know if you checked this out on your cell phone, but I'm going to send you the fencing sample website link just so you can see it one more time. I'm sending it to you via email, though, this time.
Okay, yeah. I think I remember you sending that, but I was out covered in stain when we spoke the first time.
Right. So if you pull that up right now, I just replied to the email that I first sent you so you can kind of see the structure. Let me know if you got that on the email replied to. Okay. So you'll see it's optimized for tablet, cell phone use. You can choose the different versions of the website at the top of the screen there.
Okay.
But the most important thing that we were talking about when we were talking on the phone versus your website is that we have the click-to-call button or your phone number and logos steady at the top of the screen at all times, just so that way people can easily reach you. Yeah, that was the main differential versus, your website, because your website, again, is still decent. There's nothing wrong with it. It just doesn't have that structure to just optimize, like, call to action.
Right. And so if you guys were to work on our website at all, would you just take control of the domain name then and all that? And, like, what does that look like as far as that goes? Because
okay.
The customer, what happened last year, we were trying to end a contract with Hibu. I'm not sure if you're familiar with them or not.
I've heard stories.
Yeah, they just stopped answering our phone calls, which was obviously frustrating. And we were trying to do something with the website. They just never got back to us. And so we switched to a customer that we had just installed a fence for that develops websites. And we used them. And the website's fine. It's not my favorite layout. Like, I like this sample website, like where you have the picture in the background that's just like a nice silhouette of vinyl picket fence. Like, that's more so what I was envisioning. And I guess what I'm asking is, do you guys charge by the hour for all that, or how does the website aspect work?
It's included at the $249 a month.
Okay.
So, but here's, here's what a lot of clients do just to make sure you're safeguarded if you exit with us, right? You had a bad experience with Hibu, so we're not going to ask you or insist to overtake this domain. What we do instead is we'll make a second domain, promote the heck out of it, truelinefencecompany.com, whatever we find that's very close to your business name, we promote the heck out of it. We make sure that's connected to your Google business profile. You'll still have this domain intact, functional, and doing everything it's doing today. It's just not being heavily promoted on your ads and your Google business profile, on your listings. So what that means to you is that you'll be seeing the effect of what we do, because you'll see what kind of traction we get versus what traction you have today on your, all the inbound calls, click-throughs, and things like that. But more importantly, for your protection, because we are a month-to-month program and you already had Hibu try to do some things that were not savory by any means, this domain is protected at all times, meaning if you do exit with us, all you ask us to do, and we've done it when asked, is to make sure that we change over the website link on your Google business profile and Facebook ads, so that way it now goes back to truelineconstruction.net. You follow me there?
No, I am, yeah. So I guess one question I have there is, like, say that did happen down the line, would that cause all the reviews that were left on the previous website to be gone? They would still be there?
No, because it's connected to your Google business profile, which is owned by you.
Okay, now I get it. Okay. That makes sense.
I mean, we want to make sure that you're whole even when there's an exit plan, right? At the end of the day, we have a reputation uphold, which is why we even present the exit plan that I'm sure someone like Hibu didn't even bring up, like, oh, how can we make this easy for you if you ever exit?
Yeah. Nope, they definitely didn't do that. In fact, that was like after we had already signed up, we heard it was very difficult to get out without getting penalized pretty heavily. But that didn't happen to us because of their communication issue, so... Anyways, that's great. I like that. Now, as far as the Facebook ads go, we have a Facebook page. I have not touched it. I'm just not very big on social media personally and all that. So do we need that page to be more active then?
Here's what we do. We'll do a refresher on the profile itself. So I would just need the link to that Facebook URL. I see Trueline Fence and Deck. Is that what you labeled yourself as on Facebook?
I hope
not. That's
not
you. That's not you.
Okay. Let's see. Not you. Oh, boy, I had a lot of phone calls to make today.
You don't have a link to it on your website. We'll make sure there's a link to it on your other website, but I just can't see it here yet.
Hold on 1 second here.
Apparently a lot of companies nationwide want to be called True Line Fence, huh?
There is actually, we found out after the fact that there's actually a dealership you can sign up to be, sign up to be a part of that. So there's quite a few True Line Fences like in Indiana, that are.
Oh, I do see one in Hobart.
Yeah. And we didn't know that. That's actually why we changed our name to True Line Construction for our website, just to kind of separate ourselves from that.
Do you want to be, so when I try to find you, let's see if I can find you here. I'm trying to find a Google business profile. Did you ever make out a Google business profile?
Yeah, I know I did because I had
it. Oh, I found it. I found it. We're good. 4477 East Paris Ave Southeast in Kentwood, right?
Correct, yep.
All right, cool. So I'll make sure to indicate that there. The reason why I was asking is that we want to make sure we attach everything to the right profile because someone in Indiana has the same name, obviously.
And the Facebook is My Privacy Fence, by the way.
My Privacy Fence?
Yeah, because that was originally what, a long story, that happened like 6 years ago that was created, I believe.
So we'll just make a new one for you, is that fine?
That'd be ideal, yeah.
So then the only thing I would need from you is your personal, oh, I do see it now, My Privacy Fence, but it says True Line Fence Company on the logo. So the only thing I would need from you is your personal Facebook page.
Okay.
So, and then I'll get that set up. And, you know, obviously we don't want to get ahead of ourselves just yet. I want to make sure before I do that, any questions you have before we start taking these steps to move forward today?
I'm just rereading all through the bullet points you sent me real quick just to make sure there wasn't anything that I had forgotten. No, I don't think so. I mean, this all makes sense as far as I like the redirecting or the, forgive me, what did you call these Facebook ads? Like the,
boost ads.
Yeah, the boost ads and like directing it straight to people that were third-party searching first.
Right, retargeting ads. So the way the boost ads work is it captures it in the form of a cookie when someone does searches, and then that's who gets hit with a Facebook ad in their newsfeed, typically same day that they did a search later on whenever they're scrolling through social media.
I mean, I think this would work great for us. I'd like to give it a try, you know, maybe, what I am saying is we'll sign up for it.
Okay.
What I do need to figure out, I assume you guys take a credit card as the preferred payment?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. So I'm actually getting a new credit card. It's hopefully going to be in the mail. It actually might even be here right now. Let me check real quick.
Because you never go to the office.
Right. It is not here yet. Let me follow up with that because I'm supposed to be getting that, and then I could tie it to that. My old credit card is expired right now, so I'm just using my debit card for this week until I get my new one. If I called you back on this number, would it go straight to you, or is it like a...
This will go to the account team, and then they'll transfer it over to me. If you want to call back into me, it is an 877 number. But either way, the easiest way really is if you shoot a text message through the – and I'll send you a new text message right now. Then you can just call back.
Okay. Let me call and see where that's at as far as am I going to be getting it tomorrow or is it going to be here Monday or Tuesday? I keep forgetting it's a holiday Monday, but – let me see where that's at because that's the only thing that will hold me up. But as soon as I get that, we can get the ball rolling.
Cool. I just sent you a text message from the 877 number. Let me know if you got that.
I, Yep, I got it.
Okay, cool.
So,
whenever you find out, shoot a text reply is the easiest way to have me call back from the 616 number, or you can just call back at that 877 number, and either way it gets to me.
Perfect. I will give you a shout as soon as I hear back from where this card is.
Sounds good, Kyle. Appreciate you.
All right. Thanks, John. We'll talk soon.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.